Center. Corey Cole will be talking about impact pre Bloom Square loss. So, Corey.
Thank you for the introduction. My name is Corey Cole. I'll be talking a little bit about the impact of pre Bloom Square loss on Louisiana cotton cropping systems. Cotton is produced as an annual crop, but it's classified as an indeterminate perennial plant. Therefore, indeterminate plants such as cotton are better able to withstand limited fruit loss due to insect injury, disease, physical damage, or unfavorable weather conditions because these plants flower over a longer period of time. Compensation for early season square loss has been reported in multiple cotton cropping regions. Kearns et al. In 2016 found that pre-bloom square loss on cotton in the Texas High Plains had little to no effect on yield. Stewart et al. In 2001 discovered that in Mississippi cotton cropping systems, removing 20 to 50% of pre-bloom squares had little to no significant influence on yield, but removing approximately 100% of pre-bloom squares caused significant loss in yield and approximate 7-day delay in maturation. The hypothesis for this research was that different cotton cultivars and various levels of fruit removal will have a subsequent impact on lint yield and fiber quality of cotton. The objectives of this research was to investigate the effects of various levels of pre-bloom fruit removal on cotton, lint yield, and fiber quality. Those different levels of pre-bloom fruit removal were 0, 20, 40, 60, 80, and 100%. This research was conducted at three different locations. These were all distinctly different locations as far as soil type and geographical areas within Louisiana. Those three different locations were Alexandria, Louisiana, St. Joseph, Louisiana, and Winnsboro, Louisiana. The experimental design for this research was a 2x6 factorial with four replications. The two varieties we used in this research was Phytogen 222, which is an early maturing variety, and Phytogen 499, which is a mid-maturing variety. Again, we used six levels of pre-bloom square loss, which was 0, 20, 40, 60, 80, and 100. Our initial plot sizes were four rows wide by 40 feet long. Within each plot, we created a subplot. We found the best looking plants within that plot and flagged off approximately 14 feet in that row, which could be equated to 1/1000th of an acre. And we designated this area as our research area for square removal and data collection. Each subplot was thinned to approximately 30 healthy plants at the 5 true leaf stage. These test areas were rigorously treated with plant growth regulators and insecticides as needed. The different levels of square removal we used were used to simulate minimum and maximum damage due to insect pests or any climatic stresses that could occur during the growing season. We removed squares using a lottery system. Within each subplot, we counted squares, and each square was assigned a number. From these numbers, the percentage of squares to be removed were randomly assigned. We removed squares when cotton plants reached 12 to 14 node stage, which is just prior to bloom, and we accomplished that using fine nose forceps. We recorded nodes above white flower on 10 plants 14 days prior to defoliation. After defoliation, plots were hand harvested, machine ginned at Alexandria, and sent off for lint HIV analysis in the cotton fiber lab in Baton Rouge. The harvest data we generated was lint yield and gin turnout, fiber quality, as far as length, strength, micronaire, and uniformity. And we also calculated loan values. Just before harvest, 10 plants per plot were plant mapped to determine if and where fruit compensation took place. Due to time constraints today, we will not be talking about that, or will not be presenting that data. Good. All right. For the information presented today, we'll concentrate on how square loss affected yield. The statistical analysis we used was linear and nonlinear regression using GraphPad Prism version 7.0 and SigmaPlot version 13. As far as the results go, for Alexandria, Louisiana, phytogen 499 did demonstrate the ability to compensate or even overcompensate for square loss. Based on this curvilinear regression model, yield tended to increase from 0 to 20%. And then, as you can see here, it declined. This suggests some overcompensation. For phytogen 222 in Alexandria, yields remain relatively flat, as you can see, until 60% square loss, and then it declined. This also suggests significant compensation. Due to time constraints, we're only going to present micronaire data on one location. So we chose Alexandria, Louisiana. As you can see, phytogen 499 decreased in micronaire as square removal increased. But phytogen 222 had just the opposite effect. It increased in micronaire as square removal increased. The decreasing micronaire with increasing square loss in phytogen 499 is indicative of more third and fourth position bolls. Phytogen 222, the increasing micronaire with increasing square loss, is indicative of less lint yield, therefore more carbohydrates go into fewer bolls, and that caused an increase in micronaire values. For St. Joseph, phytogen 499 demonstrated the ability to compensate for square loss. It suffered approximately a 300-pound yield loss at 20 to 80% square removal, and a 400-pound yield loss when 100% of squares are removed. Fiber quality was not affected. Phytogen 222 responded quite similarly to 499, but as you can see, was more linear. For every 1% loss in squares, a 3.8% loss in yield was seen. Again, fiber quality was not affected. In Winsboro, Louisiana, phytogen 499 showed a variable response to pre-bloom square loss. It suffered a 2.23% reduction in yield for every 1% of square loss. Significant compensation at this location with this variety was not evident, and fiber quality was not affected. Phytogen 222 in Winsboro, Louisiana, as you can see, it's highly variable, but yields actually did improve with increasing square loss. We don't necessarily understand quite why, but a great amount of precipitation occurred, and boll hardlock and boll rot occurred at this location. Boll age and susceptibility to environmentally induced loss may have been shifted more favorably by removing squares and delaying maturity by the removal of those squares. And again, fiber quality was not affected. Our overall conclusions were that the impact of square loss on yield and lint quality was highly variable, location and variety, which was influenced by environmental conditions. Because of this variability, we found, at least in our Mid-South region, under the conditions we had during this growing season, square loss can't be tolerated. In general, growers should try to target retaining 80 to 90% of their pre-bloom squares. With that, I'd like to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated, Louisiana State Support for providing funding, Phytogen Seed for supplying seed, my academic advisors, Dr. Dan Frommey, Dr. David Kearns, and Dr. Gerald Myers, C. Brown and Carla M. Finger, and my fellow grad students, John David Gonzalez, Tyler Gilreath, Greg Wilson, and Keith Shannon, and all of the student workers that helped me out with my research. Any questions? Yes, sir.
You mentioned, I think, on the 499 the change in micron error due to the quantity of fruit loss was attributed largely to third and fourth positions of the results on the plant. Does that bear itself out in plant mapping, or do you see a lot more movement towards the top of the plant as well? Because I know that's a variety of things that compensate up the plant as well.
It compensated, as far as I remember. I don't, the question was, did 499 compensate up or out? I don't have the plant data on me, plant mapping data on me, but if I remember correctly, it compensated out more third and fourth position than up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was asking what we use to remove the squares. We use fine-nose forceps, basically just plucking the squares as the numbers were called. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
You had 30 plants and 14 feet of
right? Yes, sir.
That's what you thinned down to.
That's what we thinned down to.
What's that population count?
As far as squares go? He asked how many plants per acre that is. Maybe about 30,000.
What row elevation are you on?
40 feet. Yes, sir. She's asking about the major environmental conditions that cause variability in yield. Basically, just a lot of rain, a lot of precipitation is what caused most of our problems.
So let me ask you an application question. So what's the application? Your goal is really to retain 80% of the squares. Well, or are the conditions that affect that, and can a producer manage that?
He's asking if a producer can manage the retention of early season square loss, or the retention of early season squares. Insecticide applications, as far as weather goes, of course you can't control that, but any other questions?